As part of our Futuwa discussion, gentlemen of honor, this morning we talk about the fact that a gentleman is never idle. A gentleman is never idle. And to understand this, let us look at the word mind and the meaning. The dictionary defines the mind as the part of the human that makes them able to be aware, to think and to feel. And there's no two ways the mind operates, consciously and subconsciously. And idleness, on the other hand, means not working hard or not working at all. In other words, not being useful to either yourself or to society. When a person is idle, such a person has subjected his or herself to a subconscious state of mind in which he or she is living subconsciously or ignorantly. In other words, giving room to all kinds of negative behaviors around the environment he or she settled in. There are two facts of life we can't change. We either spend our time engaging in activities that will benefit us either positively or negatively. There isn't two ways about it. A man can either be idle mentally or physically or both at the same time. When a person is said to be idle mentally and is physically engaged in a profitable activity, such a person thinks and cares about nothing else but whatever it is that he or she is doing at the moment. When a person is idle physically, his or her mind is widely open and enable to receive both positive and negative ideas that comes from around. When a person is physically and mentally idle, which is the critical stage, such a person is completely at the highest point of a subconscious life. At this point, his or her mind works like that of a newborn baby, just doing and following whatever he or she sees others, without thinking of the possible consequences of what he or she is engaging itself into. Because such a person is operating subconsciously at this stage, new characters are beginning to spring out from such a person, and mostly negative behaviors and attitudes. Now, what are the consequences of an idle mind? Frustration, easily angry, feeling of rejection, finding fault about everything, so common these days. For some people, nothing seems to be good enough. Yes, nothing seems to be good enough. So it's part of an idle mind. Regrets, desperation. These are some of the things. Now, besides what we've mentioned, there are lots of other effects as the circumstances may present itself. An idle mind is like a magnet waiting to capture any metal item, crossing it. So it's so sharp and quick that the way the mind of an idle man works, idleness is a very dangerous thing to be engaged with. It's the beginning of a new negative chapter of a person's life that is in it. An idle person is a frustrated person, a very unhappy person, and such is a danger to society. Idleness gives a person room of options filled with negative activities. An idle person is a frustrated person. They're frustrated about everything around him or her and always sees the negative side of everything, not thinking at all. That's when the mind is acting on a subconscious stage. All such a person sees and possible ones to hear is all sorts of negative talks, and at that point he or she would be ready to do anything to make it in life regardless of the consequences, that when he or she is said to be desperate and frustrated, two made combinations, because such a person is acting in a living a subconscious life. So we know that the famous saying, the idle mind is a devil's workshop, and we should never leave ourselves idle. A believer is such that we should be action orientated. Badiru bil amal wahris ala ma yanfa'uk. The hadith says, hasten towards good deeds. Be desirous of doing that which will be beneficial for you. So as a believer, we need to be action orientated. Focus on doing things, getting things done, moving towards productivity, achieving things. Don't procrastinate and delay, because then it never gets done. It never gets done and you never get down to it. So that is the sixth quality of Futuwa, of being a gentleman of honor, and that is, do not allow yourself to be idle, because being idle is very dangerous. It can lead to serious problems.